The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield's community radio, and you're listening to Stuff, a show about tips, hints, hacks, a joke or two. Listen in every Thursday morning. Here we go.
Okay. Good.
So,
good.
That was good. Welcome to our show and soon to be Bev and Lynn on TV. Yeah. Oh, yes.
Somebody put her away.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. This is Lynn.
And Bev.
Together we are Stuff.
And I think she's going to have a pink straight jacket and a helmet that sparkles.
Pink? Oh, nice. I would like that. I look good in pink, I think. Oh, look at what I did there. WTBR 89.7 FM every Thursday morning at 8:30, and sometimes you'll hear a repeat, and you know what?
It's all good.
It's okay.
It's all good.
It's what it is, and we thank you all for listening. We've got our favorites, and then we have those that we don't know and those that we know but have never met, and we just thank you for your listening and hope that it's a good experience.
Now I'm as confused as a chameleon in a bag of Skittles.
That came right off the top of your head.
But I did read it somewhere.
That was a beautiful thing. And being a visual person, I can see it. And that poor little chameleon is confused. Yes, very much so. Very much so. All right. I have a quote of the day.
Yes.
Before you do your thing. Whatever that thing. Nothing in the world can take place of persistence. Talent will not. Nothing is more common than unsuccessful men with talent. Genius will not. Unrewarded genius is almost a proverb. Education will not. The world is full of educated derelicts. The slogan "Press On" has solved and always will solve the problems of the human race.
Or kill it.
Calvin Coolidge. The
old
good old CC. Yeah, good old Calv. The Calvy. Mr. Cool. Mr. Cool, Calvin Coolidge.
I have three true or false.
Mm-hmm.
Abraham Lincoln had no middle name.
Mm.
Number one. Number two. Germany drinks the most beer in the world per person. And number three, Ronald Reagan was a waiter during high school.
Are they
true or false?
All of them are true or all of them are false?
Oh, two are false and one is true.
One is true. Hmm. I think I know. Okay.
My neighbor gave me a new roof. He said it was on the house.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Beware. The show's going to be like that.
So do you know that there are funny things you can put on a birthday card?
Like happy birthday?
Like congratulations, you're not dead.
Oh.
Hey, well, think about it. I think that's a great thing to put on a birthday card. For your birthday, I wanted to give you something that was funny and charming, but then I remembered you already have me in your life.
Aw.
Yeah. A little conceited, isn't it?
Yes, a little bit conceited.
Yeah.
Yes, I think so.
Over the top.
Yes.
I lifted up my shirt to check out my abs, and a Cheeto fell out. So there's that. I couldn't read my writing.
adorable. That's really cute.
Oh, gosh. Yesterday, my husband thought he saw a cockroach in the kitchen. He sprayed everything down and cleaned it. It was marvelous. Tomorrow, I'm going to put the cockroach in the bathroom.
Oh, perfect. If only that could work.
I know.
If only that could work. There was a video that I saw, and it was a prank on a doctor. And they had somebody come in who had a cast on their leg and had to have the cast taken off. And this was all set up.
Uh-huh.
And the doctor is in there, and the doctor's cutting the cast off. And all of a sudden, there's this cockroach inside the cast. And it was not real, but it looked very real. And the doctor just didn't know what to do.
That is so
Isn't that?
Do you know they can live for a long time without their heads?
No.
Yes.
Do they grow one?
It's like chickens.
Do they?
When you cut off their heads, they run around. So does a cockroach.
Cockroaches are one of the most creepy. The thought of one really gives me the creeps. I was at a diner one time, sitting on the stool waiting for my to-go order. And I was sitting there, and a cockroach, a big one, walked across the counter. And I got my salad, and I brought it back to where I was going to eat it, and I couldn't eat it.
Because you saw it.
Because the cockroach is big, a big cockroach walking around this restaurant. Yeah. And I know we have no idea, but I what's in like the back room and stuff, but it was right there.
I wore one in my hat once.
A real one?
Uh-huh. I didn't know it was there, and then I felt it, and then it was like,
Oh, that's so creepy. They're so creepy.
When you live in southern Texas, they're everywhere.
Are they?
You can't avoid them, no matter how clean you are.
So what do?
You spray a lot.
And what's the spray? What does the spray have in it?
It's been so long since I lived in South Texas, I forget.
Why are they so creepy? They're just creepy to me, like a spider. I think I'd rather hold a spider than a cockroach. There's something about a cockroach.
I'd like to hold a daddy long leg.
And you'd like to hold a snake, and you did.
I did a boa constrictor.
You did, and I saw that picture, and I'm like, what is that? Why is that so cool?
That was fun.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
I was not scared.
If we do a TV show, I'll have somebody bring in a snake for you to hold. Well, here's another one you can write inside of a card.
What's that?
This is the youngest you'll ever be.
Oh.
That's nice.
Well, no, yeah.
How about this one?
Okay.
We're going to party like arthritis isn't setting in and we're too old for this crap.
Wait a minute. Read that again.
We're gonna party like arthritis isn't setting in and we're too old for this crap.
Okay. All right.
Because we're not.
I'm with you on that one.
Do what you want to do.
Okay. And if you fall down and get hurt?
Well, hopefully you have insurance.
I was really being good at the craft store yesterday. I really was until I got out of the car and went in.
I love craft fairs.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I find myself buying things and then bringing them home and figuring out that I didn't need to buy it.
It's like, where am I going to put this?
Yeah. I do that on vacation, too. Sometimes I go into, like if we're down south and you go into a touristy kind of store and they've got homemade jam made in the town. And you know,
sure.
I get that kind of stuff and I bring it home and I didn't need this. I really didn't need this for, $18 for this jar of jam. Yeah.
Okay.
So you can also write, a friend like you is like a good bra. Supportive, comfortable, hard to find, uplifting, and always close to my heart. Happy birthday.
That I like.
I like it.
But at first I thought you said broth.
I said
broth.
let's see.
Okay. I will be posting telepathically today, so if you think of something funny, that was me.
Uh-huh. I like that. I would put that in a card. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. I would write it in a card. I'm slipping over to something else.
What?
Weird remedies that I found on healthline.com.
Okay.
So it says here, cold and flu show up regularly, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. So what can you do that might be a weird remedy? So there's this stuff called Gogol Mogol, originating in Russia and the Ukraine. It's a hot drink. It's the result of whisking together an egg yolk, a teaspoon of honey or sugar. Pour the mixture into a half a cup of milk. So it sounded like an eggnog.
Uh-huh.
That's been heated with a teaspoon of unsalted butter.
Ugh.
Add a slug of rum or cognac.
Oh, rum.
It says no studies measure the effect of Gogol Mogol. However, the silky consistency of the egg may ease sore throat scratchiness.
So you got to drink it raw.
Yeah. And just the yolk, which I don't really know why that makes a difference. Mm-hmm. And the L-tryptophan in the hot milk can help promote sleep when it's paired with a carbohydrate like cereal. They neglect to say what the rum or the cognac will do for you.
Just makes you happy, you drink it.
Make you calm and sleepy as well.
Maybe.
Google. Gogol Mogol.
Gogol Mogol.
Some Gogol Mogol. We could try that on our show, our TV show.
Why age gracefully when you can age like old cheese? Full of character and slightly offensive. I like that part.
I like that.
Three wise women would have asked for directions, arrived on time, helped to deliver the baby, brought practical gifts, cleaned out the stable, made a casserole, and there would be peace on earth.
What? And that, folks, is a woman. You think about all the things we can do, multitasking and getting things done like that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. I got another.
Yeah.
Another wooden ball? Would it kill the makers of avocados to put in a different toy?
You know... When you think about it,
uh-huh.
It is. And I wonder if you dry it up and you let it really dry and then you paint it, if you could keep it, or does it end up... you know, shriveling up and rotting.
I would love to see one go...
Really? It's so hard.
Have you ever planted one of those?
No.
I have.
What did you get?
A plant.
Did you get an avocado?
No, they don't grow. They don't grow the fruit, but they do grow leaves.
Is it a pretty plant?
Yeah, it's not bad.
Did you plant it outside or inside?
No, in the house.
Inside, you did the toothpick thing?
Yeah.
Did you have to break it open first or just let it sit in the water?
No, it just sat in the water after you pound in the toothpicks.
And you don't do anything else?
Nope.
You just let it sit there?
Yeah.
And it automatically just
roots.
Splits?
It just roots.
It splits a little. And then it must split at the top. That'd be great to see on time-lapsed photography.
Mm-hmm. Any plant. Yeah.
But that one in particular, because it is like a rock. It's, you know, why?
It's a wooden ball.
It takes up a lot of space. Do you know I never knew how to peel an avocado until maybe... I don't know, 10 years ago.
You peel avocados?
Well, that's what I was doing. I was peeling the avocado with a knife and then cutting all the flesh away down to the pit.
and then throwing the pit out. I never knew until I was watching a morning news program. They had a couple of young girls, they had to be about 12, doing a little cooking demonstration, and they cut open an avocado, smacked the seed or the pit
yeah.
with a knife,
yeah.
twisted it, took out the seed, cut the avocado inside the shell, scooped it out, voila.
Yeah.
And I was blown away that day. Because I thought, I've been doing it all wrong.
You've been working hard.
Oh, yeah. Your hands get slippery. And you, yeah. It's trying to, like, what is it? A papaya that's hard to.
I have never tried.
It's got the big long. I think it's a papaya or a mango. It's got that big long seed in it. You get very little bit of fruit.
Really?
Yeah. One of them's got a long white thing inside.
Oh.
All right, anyway.
Okay. Women are angels. When someone breaks our wings, we simply continue to fly on a broom. We're flexible like that.
Yes, we do. So this you can put on a card.
What?
You still look 21. From a distance.
Ooh.
These are cute little things. This is, I don't even know where I got it somewhere on the internet, but I think this is kind of cute.
Telling a woman to calm down works as well as baptizing a cat.
Amen.
That's the worst thing you can do to a woman is tell her to calm down, because
mm-hmm.
that means that she never will.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Just let her go.
Mm-hmm.
Let her go and then take her to dinner.
Yep. Yeah.
Let it out. And, yep, favorite restaurant.
I am the human version of tangled Christmas lights.
Mm-hmm.
That's not even funny because it's so true.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's a woman. Did you mm-hmm. ever see the one on TV where they say the man's brain has slots in it and they don't think of anything at all, but a woman's brain has all these wires connected mm-hmm. and going on? I love it. That's so true.
There's a guy, his name is Michael Gungor.
Yeah.
He does Gungor? That on stage. Gungor. He's hysterical and he does that on stage. He's a motivational speaker, but he does. He has the two heads and he does say the men have all these little drawers, but there's one right in the middle. And they're boxes. And the one in the middle is the nothing box.
Wow.
And that's where men go when they think about nothing. And I've asked several men about the think about nothing. Can you really think about nothing? And they all have said, yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I have no, do you have any concept of what that would be like to think about nothing?
No.
To just empty your brain and just sit and think of nothing?
Not for very long.
I have no idea what that's like.
I think I'd like to try it, though.
I would, too, but wouldn't it be scary? Wouldn't
you
feel like
sleeping.
You died?
You'd have to be... No, I still dream, so...
Yeah. So, do you know what you can do with dirty socks?
What?
You can...
How dirty are the socks?
So this is it doesn't say what the remedy is for. Oh, yes, it does. So I'll just read it. This so-called remedy calls for greasing your throat with lard or chicken fat and then placing dirty socks around your neck. The logic behind this one is hard to pin down, but the idea started in England. The treatment may have induced sweating, which was believed to help rid the body of germs. The socks also likely labeled people with serious throat ailments. I don't really know what that sentence means, labeled people. I think that's a typo. Before powerful drugs and vaccines could wipe out strep and prevent diphtheria, dirty socks is what others used as a remedy.
I just found out how to think of nothing.
You know, you wonder if people wore dirty socks around their neck, it would keep people away from them so they wouldn't get sick, because they stink.
Huh. How do the person themselves stand it?
And then you've got the lard and the chicken fat, too, if you're trying to ward that away. And you know that, you know.
Every time you swallow.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
What does it mean if the holy water sizzles when it hits your skin? I'm just asking for a friend.
That sounds like a movie, something that would be in a movie.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you've got these people, and then you're trying to find out who the bad guy is, and then all of a sudden, that happens, and... Okay.
Just before I die, I'm going to swallow some popcorn kernels. My cremation is going to be epic. Don't stand too close.
Think about it. Really, if you did, and it was soon, really? You could do that if you knew it was coming, you know, and didn't digest or anything. You just swallowed it all, a lot of it, and then bam. And ashes would look like when they gave it to the family.
Oh my God.
And if it happened to be your dad, you could just call him Jiffy Pop.
Oh my God.
That's funny.
I have one for your birthday cards.
All right.
Is it just me? Or have you had a lot of birthdays?
Yeah, don't write the same old stuff inside the card. Don't write the whole, you know, you're wonderful, I love you. Just, you know what, look up something funny and clever and, just get it out there and have a laugh. So, have you ever heard of lizard soup?
Yes. No.
Lizard soup. If you fancy a variation of chicken soup for your cold, follow the Hong Kong custom of downing lizard soup. The simple recipe calls for dried lizards, yams, and Chinese dates simmered in water.
What kind of lizards?
It says you won't find dried lizards in the supermarket, but a health practitioner specializing in Chinese herbal medicine may have a supply handy.
Ugh.
Yeah, no studies compare the benefits of chicken soup with lizard soup, however. Still, hot soup and water-based broth, any kind of water-based broth, helps fluids lost from sweating, blowing your nose, coughing. It can also help loosen mucus. Any kind of soup. My sister made me soup when I was sick. It was so nice.
Patty?
Yeah.
You're such a sweetheart.
She is.
Don't you hate it when you clean out your freezer and find people you don't even recognize?
That's gross. Oh, my God. That's gross. Oh, that reminds me of Jeffrey Dahmer. Oh, that's horrible.
Oh, okay. Old age comes at a bad time. When you finally know everything, you start to forget everything you knew.
Uh-huh. That's a good card one, too.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
That's for your birthday.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Oh, I've got one coming up. Oh, man. Oh, gosh.
Birthday.
Well, we all have a birthday coming up, right?
Yep.
Hot cocoa. Mm. So research in the United Kingdom measured the effect on coughing, the effect of theobromine, which is an ingredient in cocoa. Compared with codeine, theobromine was more effective in suppressing the cough.
Huh.
The researchers think that theobromine acts on the vagus nerve, which spurs coughing. The study is too small to confirm chocolate as a cough remedy. However, a cup of cocoa with low-fat milk and dark chocolate, at least 70%, offers chocolate's antioxidant benefit, plus the hot milk can have sleep-inducing effect.
It's worth a try.
Yeah. Do you ever drink hot milk?
No, I don't drink milk.
Did you ever drink hot milk?
Every time I drank milk, I threw it up.
Okay, so let's stay away from that. All right, so did you ever drink hot water with lemon and honey in it when you were sick?
No.
Okay, onward we go.
My body isn't a temple. It's a haunted house. It needs a lot of work, makes mysterious creaking sounds, and contains the spirit of a creepy old lady who's always mad about something.
Oh, gosh.
I think that's true.
You do?
Yeah.
A little bit depressing.
It's depressing, but it's also true.
It's also true. Pickled plum.
Anything with the word pickle in it.
Yeah. Ugh. No pickling.
No.
All right. In Japan, people rely on sour pickled plum to prevent and heal colds. They call it umbashi. They also use it for other illnesses. Umbashi actually isn't a plum at all, but a variety of apricot. It can be eaten plain if you like the pungency or steeped in hot tea with ginger and lemon. It says that it has antibacterial effects, but of course, no scientific studies.
So does this mean that the Chinese are also confused?
Yeah, well.
About which plant they're eating?
Well, his name was Confuse.
Oh, yes. Blah, 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 blah. Most people don't know about this, but you can do something without telling everyone on Facebook about it.
Amen.
Uh-huh. I swear to gosh almighty, I'm going to get rid of Facebook on the spot.
Yeah, I did a long time ago. I actually read somewhere that Facebook is the old person's
I've heard that
thing.
For years.
Have you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess the younger generation does not do Facebook anymore. They do other things.
Like TikTok.
Yeah, and how long will that last until there's another one?
I like TikTok.
Yeah?
It's addicting.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you listen, you get entertained quickly.
Yeah.
And then it passes on and you get something else.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So what is it? Videos or is it
it's,
information?
Yeah. It can be videos. It's mostly videos.
Yeah. I've seen it a few times, but I don't like go there.
I do when I want to waste time.
Yeah, like when you're sick in bed.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, it's so boring.
Time flies.
Yeah, and sometimes the time goes slow when you're sick in bed, and you just
not with you, not with TikTok.
Okay, so next time I get sick, you have to remind me to look at TikTok. All right. Ooh.
What?
Ooh.
You don't want that one?
No. Tallow poultice for chest congestion. It's European and African traditions. It's a Texas remedy. It's from Texas.
Okay.
Before the age of urgent care clinics, sheep or cattle tallow fat was cheap and readily available. It was used for skin ailments to keep a deep cough from turning into pneumonia.
Huh.
They wrapped the tallow in a flannel cloth.
Not a sock.
No. And are commonly, mint is added Mustard can be added for warmth. For warmth? Mm. And you put it on your chest, and then you put a warm cloth, and it says that this remedy can help with the loosening of the mucus.
You've been into the mucus bit about...
I know, isn't it weird?
Half an hour here now.
Very weird. Yeah.
A man is suing Smartwater for not making him smart. I'd like to formally announce my lawsuit against Thin Mints.
I like Thin Mints.
Oh, they're good.
Yeah, love that. Just, you know what? We could have a little Thin Mints, chocolate-covered cherries. Do you eat chocolate-covered raisins?
Not really.
Oh, I should bring some next week.
I would be in the bathroom all day.
Oh, because of the raisins?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I won't bring them.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'll eat them. I'll eat them.
Okay.
All right.
Ooh, the wise man said, do not take revenge. The rotten fruit will fall by themselves.
I don't get it.
It's
symbolic.
There you go.
That, I think, is true.
Huh.
And there's a lot of stuff in the Bible just like that, that says, be kind to your enemies, just, and then let them fall from the tree all by themselves.
Hmm.
Yeah, I like it. I like it.
And apparently staying to yourself and not bothering people bothers people.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
That's a...
Mm-hmm.
I like this. Never disappoint a woman. She is the only creation who met the devil, and you don't know what else they discussed besides the fruit story.
Yeah. A little bit of a mystery. It doesn't say.
No.
It doesn't say. Happy birthday to my best friend. What would I do without you in our deep conversations? My therapy bills would be outrageous. Saving money. Vent with your friend and save money on a therapist. Or not.
It's a good way to lose your friends.
Well, that could be true. Well, listen to this one. With all those years of wisdom, you think that you would have more wrinkles by now. Well, that's actually a compliment.
Whoa.
Right? Isn't it? I think you'd have more wrinkles, which says you don't. That's a compliment. That's a nice look.
I'm trying to get rid of all the wrinkles.
That's a compliment right there.
Okay. So a burglar broke into the house. I put the red dot on his chest and the cat did the rest.
Oh, good idea. Good idea. Oh, yeah. Oh, there's that snort. Do you have more? I heard it. Did anyone else hear that?
It's escaped. Oh, gosh. Okay. I hate when people ask me what I did yesterday. I don't know. I breathed it a lot. Probably got mad at something. Sighed heavily. The list goes on.
What?
What? Has anybody ever asked you what you did yesterday?
Oh. Yes.
Okay. I don't know, but I hate it because I breathed a lot. Probably got mad at somebody. Sighed heavily. The list goes on.
I'm going to try that. I'll try that.
Okay.
That's good. Let's see. What do I have here? Well, you could just write, this isn't really a funny one. Well, it looks like you made it another year. I mean, I've seen that.
Yeah.
Cards before.
Yeah.
You can say here, forget about the past. You can't change it. Forget about the future. You can't predict it. Forget about the present. I didn't get you one. That's cute.
I would use that.
That's cute.
A woman walks into the pharmacy and asks for some arsenic. Pharmacist says, "What for?" She says, "I want to kill my husband." He says, "Sorry, I can't do that." She shows him a photo of her husband in bed with the pharmacist's wife. He says, "You didn't tell me you had a prescription."
Here's one. Today marks the anniversary of the day you dove into the world head first.
Or butt first.
Or butt first. I wonder if there's ever been any research done on people who were breech and what, you know.
My sister had a breech.
Yeah. Anything baby. Different about the baby?
She's swoozy.
She's swoozy? What a swoozy.
She was nothing but a little rubber ball that would just bounce everywhere.
So
just,
she was just wobbly. She was flexible?
Extremely.
I wonder if they ever do research to see if people who are, you know, like they say, double jointed or can do these weird things with their bodies, if what percentage of those were head or what were breech. It'd be interesting.
Has a breech ever been with the feet?
Yeah, I think so. Oh, wait a minute. They can't because then the arms would snap off. I don't. So the feet, I think they have to go in and turn the baby or just do a cesarean section. Because if the feet come out first, what's going to happen to the arms? They're not going to come out tight, right? Unless they're on.
So the head comes out first and you're not worried about the arms?
No, because it's shoulders. It's all slide. Like think of yourself in a tunnel.
I'd rather not.
Well, if you're going in a tunnel head first, your arms are going to be like this, and you're going to, maybe, you know, that's not good, but if you're going head first, everything goes like this. See, like a porpoise. See?
We're devolving.
We need a TV show. You need to see this, people. People, you need to see this.
If you had to choose between your husband and $5 million, what's the first thing you'd buy?
Oh!
I tried donating blood today. Never again. Too many stupid questions. Whose blood is it? Where did you get it from? Why is it in a bucket?
I've never donated blood.
You haven't?
No.
It doesn't hurt.
I'm terrified.
It does not hurt.
I was with somebody once that donated blood, and he got all lightheaded and almost fainted, and they had to sit him up, and he had to put his head between his legs, and they gave him juice. I'm scared.
I've never had that happen to me.
How much do you give when you give?
Not much.
Like a teaspoon?
A little bit more.
A tablespoon?
They have these little plastic pouches.
You see it?
Yeah.
You see it going into the...
It's not that bad.
That's your blood.
Yeah.
Oh,
but no. Do you know how fast your body makes it up?
Well, I know, but we don't have to watch. Can they cover it with a towel?
I suppose you could.
Well, just don't look. Look the other way. Right?
Yeah, they don't put close it in your eyes. Face. I don't care.
And how long does it take?
Not long. 5-10 minutes.
And how much do you give?
Not a lot.
So...
Is that why you've never given blood?
Scared, yeah, scared, yeah.
Do you know what type of blood you have?
O.
Do you know what type of blood do you have?
O positive.
Me too.
Yes, I think that's the
universal.
So
you could save my life.
I would give you my blood.
There you go.
In a heartbeat, just like that. You call me on the phone and say,
I need blood.
Where do I meet you?
There you go.
Yep. I'll give you my marrow. Just like that.
I'll take the plasma.
I'll give you the plasma. Is that what's in the marrow? That's right. You don't donate marrow.
No, actually, you do.
You do? Okay. Uh-huh. Yep. You can have it. You can have it. We're right there.
Me to 4-year-old, your shoes are on the wrong feet. 4-year-old thinks about it for a moment, then says, I don't have any other feet.
That's cute. I like the little videos of little kids. Yeah.
I like the pictures of the videos of the adults with little kid voices.
Oh, yeah.
That's hysterical.
Oh, we do little kid voices, you and I.
Yeah.
We can do.
I can do that.
Yeah.
But then they can't see our faces, so they don't see how funny it is. So.
Can you do an old lady voice?
I am an old lady.
Oh, that's very good.
Everything comes out old in this body.
Oh, that's very good. Really? Can you do Frank Sinatra?
Fly me to the moon.
All right, you're on a roll. Celine Dion, let's go.
Oh, God.
Okay, so Mark gave me these... He gave me the pages, you know, from the American Legion magazine.
Okay.
And I haven't read these, so I'm just going to go for it.
Okay.
Considering that most people are buried in suits and dresses, any zombie apocalypse is likely to be a rather formal affair. Okay.
I get it, see the merit
mm-hmm.
and everything, mm. but I'm still seeing the lost hair and the arm on the ground.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Here's one here. The problem with being punctual mm-hmm. is that nobody's there to appreciate it. You're being the first one there.
Oh, and I think I missed my calling here.
Are you usually the first one there?
Whoa, like, what exactly is happening here?
89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. BCC provides access to higher education to everyone in Berkshire County and beyond, offering more than 50 high-quality programs, small class sizes, and an affordable education to help their students of all ages achieve their dreams. At BCC, their middle name is...
Here we go again.
Retractable awning.
89.7 WTBR-FM. Commercial awnings and screen rooms. Customized solutions available. Online at Sandrini.com.
I didn't know they could play at the same time.
Well, they did.
How about that?
They did. And this Whoa. is the second half of our show.
Yeah.
The first half went by fast.
Yes, it did.
And this is Lynn.
And Beth.
And together we have a show called
Stuff.
And we are here every Thursday morning at 8:30 WTBR 89.7 FM. And anything we say cannot be held against us. All right.
Abraham Lincoln had no middle name, true or false?
Mm-hmm.
Germany drinks the most beer in the world per person, true or false? Ronald Reagan was a waiter during high school. True or false?
Mm-hmm. Any one of those could be true or false.
That's right.
And one of... Oh, gosh. I'm so hungry. I am so hungry.
She's lightheaded, I can tell.
I am so hungry. You know, when you have a cold, you can't taste very well. So anytime we'd eat anything, it just didn't hit the spot. Interesting.
That's sad.
Yeah. I can't imagine not having taste buds.
I can't smell.
But you can taste?
I can taste, but I can't smell.
Well, can you smell a little?
A little, out of the left nostril.
Yeah, we've had this nose talk before. Yeah. I feel so bad for you.
I feel bad for the thing you had in your eye.
What thing did I have in my eye?
Do you remember you said they put something, a little tube down in
your
eye?
Oh, you remember that?
Oh, gosh, yeah.
That's for when your eyes are dry, believe it or not.
Uh-huh.
And they do. They put a little thing in your tear duct, little plastic thing, to keep your tear duct open, because the reason your eye is dry is because you're...
You don't cry enough?
Well, I don't know. But they block the tear duct, which forces your eyes to water more.
Hmm.
And it's a little plug. That was a long time ago. I haven't had that in a while.
That was drastic.
Yeah, the funny thing is you can't feel it when they put it in, and you can't feel it while it's in there, but boy, if it starts to come out, you can look in the mirror and you can see it sticking out of your tear duct. Yeah, amazing though, pretty amazing. And there's different sizes.
I wonder how many people out there have had cataract surgery, because it's coming up for me pretty close. I can't imagine what it's going to feel like to be able to sit there and be awake and have your eye stretched open while this happens. So if you had it done, I would appreciate letting me know what the experience was like.
And you can email her at
stuffingforus@gmail.com.
Yeah, my sister had cataract surgery, and from what I understood, it's not like you're watching them because everything goes dark.
Really?
Yes. So, yes.
I would prefer that, because if they come towards me with a needle or something.
Yeah. Maybe they blind you with the light so that you're blinded by the light.
In Hades do we do that?
Because we are right there.
Okay.
All right, onward we go. So I've got some other little tips, because I said I was in the kitchen and I got, you know, those tips, mm-hmm, thinking of those mm-hmm, tips. Mm-hmm. So if you have a bowl on your counter and you're trying to mix something in it, it's slipping and sliding all over your counter, all you do is take a dish towel, put a little bit of water on it, put it on the counter and put the bowl on top, and voila.
That is true. That does work. Mm-hmm. That really does.
Mm-hmm.
What if sounds birds make are all just screams of terror because they're afraid of heights?
Sorry.
Can you imagine?
Label your jars with rubber bands.
Hmm.
Don't have a label handy? Just reach for the rubber bands. Wrap them around your mason jars and you'll never make a mistake. Whether it's salt or sugar again.
So you write on the rubber band?
That's a good question.
Or do you go by color?
I think you might go by color, but what if you forget? Which colors?
I would do that. I would forget which color I used.
Yeah. So pepper could be pink, but what if you don't have a pink rubber band?
Right.
Yeah, no, I say go get yourself a label if you need it, or buy the salt and pepper that already is in the container that says salt and pepper.
There you go. When God created ducks, he said, waterproof that chicken and give it a kazoo. A belly button is basically a scar from when you get into a knife fight with a guy in a mask after being evicted from your first place.
Do you know that they can make a little design? They can be responsible for whether you have a little cute little belly button surgeon, the doctor, or a little curly twisty one, or
really?
Maybe even an innie and an outie. Maybe if they don't like the patient, they give their kid an outie. Not that an outie's bad. I don't mean... It's just... Oh, I didn't... No, I didn't mean that to offend. I don't know.
Okay. I have a lot to be thankful for, but I'm going to give a special shout out to Elastic.
I never thought I would like Elastic.
I can't wear anything else.
And you know what's funny? There is an evolution. There's an evolution. So there's the, remember we had the hip huggers?
Yes, tight,
low hip huggers. Hey, kids out there, you think you have hip huggers?
You think you're cool?
We had hip huggers, let me tell you. And then as you get older,
you might get the kind of jeans that maybe have the little latex, you know, just a little stretch, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Just,
yeah,
you know, but yeah. Still cool.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And then you get to where you start thinking, well, I'll get the little piece of elastic in the back.
Right,
you know,
right.
The front looks cool.
Yes.
But a little in the back. It's not really like having elastic pants. You know, nobody will see it. You know, you don't tuck anything in because that's not like having elastic pants.
You never tuck anything in after that.
No. And then there's the day when you accidentally bring into the dressing room a pair of jeans that are all elastic all the way around. And you put them on and your brain's going, no. But your comfort level is high. You think, oh my God.
It's so comfy.
This is so comfortable. And then you learn to always untuck your shirts.
Sometimes if your shirts don't go down to your knees, you're not dressed.
The evolution of the elasticized pants. Yep.
Saved my life.
It's really hard, isn't it? Because that actually was something that I actually really felt as I was getting older. I really did.
Mm-hmm,
and then of course the jeans and the pants were all low cut. Everything you bought, you know, 10 years ago was low cut. Even 5, low cut. And you had to squeeze into these, you couldn't find any high waisted. And then now everything's high waisted. Even with kids, it's high waisted. And it looks cool. I love high waisted.
I go empire. Everything else is too low for me. I think I killed her. I'm always surprised when heavily tattooed couples have a baby and it comes out blank.
I wonder if you get tattoos when you're a baby. If you get tattoos, what happens to them as you grow?
After you cry?
Yeah, like right after. Like right after you're born. Get your whole body tattooed, and then as you grow up to be an adult, you're all stretched out. What happens?
Ow, you use elastic a lot earlier.
Oh, gosh. Oh, okay. Oh, my gosh. Okay.
I couldn't sleep last night because I kept thinking about how long it takes for a giraffe to throw up. You better hurry up because we're running out of time.
I have to send that one to my sister in North Carolina because she loves giraffes. And we do a giraffe thing. Like, see on my bag, I have this bag. There's a giraffe. She sent me that. And I have got to send her that. Oh, my gosh. Okay. All right. So if you ever have natural peanut butter and it's got that oil on the top, that's a pain in the neck because even after you stir it all in,
yes,
it reappears on the top.
Yep.
So you know what you do? You store your jar upside down. That's what you do.
That's funny, but it's so smart.
Uh-huh. You store the jar upside down, and then when you're ready to use it, you don't have the oil all on the on the top.
That's so good. Okay. I like that. Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Okay. Okay. All right. Abraham Lincoln had no middle name.
Oh, we're already there. True. We had a long first half, didn't we?
True or false? Germany drinks the most beer in the world per person, and Ronald Reagan was a waiter during high school.
Ronald Reagan was a waiter during high school.
Is what? True or false? Nope. He was a lifeguard.
Oh, my. I thought I had it. Let me have a second guess. I think Ireland drinks more beer than Germany.
Hey, no stereotyping there. Actually, the Czech Republic drinks the most
beer. Is that right? Well, that's almost Ireland.
Mamacita.
Ah.
Abraham Lincoln had no middle name.
He did not.
No.
Hmm, that's an interesting thing, because that was very common to have middle name. I don't think a lot of kids today have middle names.
Unless really?
Unless it's a number.
Or
whatever.
They are naming them kind of weird names.
I don't know. When we were kids, you had to have one. Had to have a middle name.
Sometimes you were called by your middle name.
Well, I was called by my first and middle if I was getting yelled at. Or not yelled at, scolded. Were you?
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah.
What's your middle name?
Jean.
So did your mom say Beverly Jean?
No, she said Bevy Jean.
Oh, she used a nickname, though.
I don't like that.
Because my mother never said Linny Marie. It was Lynn Marie. And then if it was Lynn Marie Savko, that was really...
The whole thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But Patty was always Patty Ann. Oh, Patty Ann, you did that wrong. It's okay.
Was her name? Is your name Patricia?
Patricia Ann. Isn't that beautiful?
Oh, and they just they just shorted it to Patty.
Patty. She's Patty.
Patty Kate, Patty.
Patty Ann, PA.
I love you, Patty.
But yeah, I got yelled at, and she didn't, because she was sweet. She didn't do anything wrong.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, I was the troublemaker. Well, anyway, that was the that was then, and this is now. Oh, my gosh. Oh.
We made it through.
Oh, my gosh.
Please don't arrest us.
Oh, my gosh. I haven't laughed like that in so long.
I thought I had hurt you. I thought you were going to blow up.
Oh, my gosh. I don't even know what that honk noise was that came out of me.
The views and opinions of this program are those of the hosts and not those of PCTV or WTBR.